Can you succeed in your weight loss program if you lower the bar for entry? I'm not talking about lowering your standards. My name is Rev Terry. This is the Weight Loss Woo Show. Let's get right into this. This is a great system that you can use for any one of your goals, right? Health, weight loss, business. Any kind of personal achievement goal, you can use it everywhere. So I'm going to use the example of drinking water. Everybody says drink 2 liters of water a day. So you could write that down as one of your wellness goals. The perfect version of me drinks 2 liters of water every day, which is great. But there are some days when we can't do that. Well, I forgot my water bottle at home. Oh, I'm actually flying to Europe today, and it's a 9-hour flight, and getting a bottle of water every 40 minutes or going to the bathroom every 40 minutes looks a little bit inconvenient. It feels a little bit like you're in the spotlight. Like, oh my God, is that lady getting up again? Does she have some kind of issue with washroom problems? So sometimes it's not comfortable or practical to drink the 2 liters. So if we lower the bar for entry, the minimum goal, we say, okay, the minimum goal is 1 liter of water a day. Now, why do we do this? Because we're humans. So it's okay to have a human day or a half-assed day, however you want to refer to it. Now, you and I both know if you set a goal to eat 0 cookies per day, and then you're out for your daily walk and you walk by a bakery, and then damn it, that smell from the bakery and all of those beautiful, sugary, high-carb things, they're all in the window. And the smell literally grabs you by the throat and pulls you into that store, right? You're out of control. And before you know it, you have a dozen fresh baked warm cookies in a bag. And if your goal is 0 cookies and then you ate 2 or 3 of those cookies, then what? Well, you've ruined the whole day, right? You're going to hell. That's it. You are going to weight loss hell for those 3 cookies. No, you're not. I just made that up on the fly. But that's how people feel. So when people feel like they've already blown it for the day, then they don't care anymore. Oh, well, might as well drive Taco Bell, get one of everything on the menu, hide in the car behind the dumpster, eat it all, and then pick up a pie on the way home and might as well add ice cream, make that a gallon. Because what does it matter? I've already ruined the whole day. And that's kind of how people feel when they're dieting, which is why I say, hey, don't diet, make permanent lifestyle changes. So it's okay to have a lower entry level for goal success for the day. That's fine. Right? Sometimes we set the bar too high. We're trying to be perfect people, but in the end, we're all just human. Yes or yes. So now we have a perfect version of me goal, and we have a human version of me goal. Next thing we look at is, okay, what kind of a system can I use to drink that water? Well, you can buy a 2-liter bottle that's used for water, fill it up with your filtered water, and you can drink that throughout the day. And that would work. Or you can use a 1-liter bottle, fill it up twice. That's fine as well. That's a really good system. Or you could have 2 1-liter bottles. I have a friend that has 2 1-liter bottles, and in one bottle, He puts apple cider vinegar, like a tablespoonful, and in another bottle, he might put lemon. And that's how he goes through his day. And he just drinks those bottles every day, and that's how he knows he got his water for the day. Okay, what rules could you have if you wanted to make some little rules for yourself? Because we do love rules, don't we? Even though, you know, we'll often complain and carry on about rules. That's a stupid rule. Well, when you make the rule for yourself, that's fine. You can live with rules you make for yourself. So you could tell yourself, okay, every time I have a coffee or a tea or whatever beverage I'm drinking, I'm going to have an equal amount of water. If you want to be exacting, you can even use the same cup that you just had your tea in and say, okay, that's fair. It's 50-50. 50 beverage I actually wanted, and the other 50% is stupid water. Now, how can you give yourself an environmental advantage or a success advantage, right? With something like that. Well, you can have those bottles with you everywhere you go. It's really easy. Maybe not to the bathroom. Looks a little bit sketchy, right? So maybe not. If you go to a sit-down restaurant, you can leave that bottle in your bag or wherever and just order a bottled water that they have so that you don't get any dirty looks, right? That's totally fine. Another environmental advantage could be that you use the SodaStream machine to make some of your water into a lovely, happy, carbonated beverage, right? Still water, just has a little bit of bubbles in it. So that's totally acceptable. Or you could put a slice of lemon in your water, or a slice of orange, or raspberries, or whatever makes you feel happy to drink that water. Put that in, right? And you can use this system with anything. You can use it with steps, right? Because steps are quantifiable. Make sure you have a reliable step counter. Check it. Put Google Fit, the app on your phone. Walk around and check that this new step counter you bought is accurate, because it's discouraging. I have ordered smartwatches that don't actually work that well in the past, and I don't want to carry my phone with me everywhere I go all day and all night. I want to be able to count those extra steps around the house as well. And most of us don't put our phone in our pocket and carry it everywhere. So I need a reliable counter that doesn't make me sad because it doesn't count properly. If you get one that doesn't work, return it, try another one. So let's say perfect you does 10,000 steps a day and human you does 5,000. And anything over 5,000, that's like a bonus. It's really good. Anything over 5,000. I know that everybody's saying, oh, you need the 10,000. Well, life doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you have a big project, or you're like me, you're working from home, you're making meals, you're doing 10 loads of laundry, right? Life happens and we can't get out and go for a walk, right? I do have a dog, but he does not like to walk. Let me tell you, you put that leash on, he's like, no, that ain't happening. I'm going to lay here. Good luck. Good luck trying to like pull me, drag me, or carry me to wherever it is you think I should be going with you the second you put that leash on. So that's a no-go. I can't use the cover of walking my dog to go for my walks. I have to just go. I like to walk in nature. So I have to actually drive to a place where there's nature. And that's my system. I have 3 different times that I feel it's appropriate or good time to go for a walk if I'm just working from home that day. And those are the times that I'll go. 7 a.m., around 10 a.m., or around 12:30 to 1. And those times are based on rush hour traffic, kids going to school, amount of people skipping around in the park areas where I like to go, right? Is there going to be adequate parking? Is it going to be filled? There's one place I go where tons of weddings take place. So if I'm going there on a Saturday or Sunday, I know that I have to go by 10 a.m. Have to. Otherwise, one last afternoon walk I took there, I bumped into like three different brides and their wedding parties, which is interesting, but that's a lot of people that you're trying to move around and park and whatnot and what have you. So set up your system. Where are you walking? What time is a good time? And you can have more than one good time. It's your system. You set it up any way you want to. As far as rules go for walking for myself, if the weather is decent, now decent has a different meaning here in Canada because, man, do we get some weather? We really do. This has been the longest winter that I remember ever, right? Normally, we'd get some like really nice warm days, but as of like the first week of May, still raining and cold. And you're like, really? What is going on? So as far as rules go, some people like to break their walking up into different sections. They might go for a walk after meals, right? And they make it a short walk because they're just trying to do whatever amount of steps, right? If you go for two or three short walks, then it's pretty easy to get your 10,000 steps if that's what you're going for. Personally, I just try to get 6,000. That's my perfect person goal. And I don't worry. I know there are going to be days when I can't leave what I'm doing and I have to work. And on those days, I'm going to miss steps. So I'll try to do a little bit of some other kind of exercise at home to hopefully make up the difference, right? Now, the environmental advantage for me is that I'm walking in nature. I know I'm not going to walk on these streets, right? I just have this thing the last few years of my life about all the constant concrete going up everywhere. Right? I don't want to walk 6 miles in city streets to see a damn tree. Come on, man. Really? And flowers. I love flowers. So I don't care if they're wild. I don't care if it's cultivated garden. But that's what I want to see when I'm walking. And I want to be in a place where wildlife is abundant. That's just my preference. Some people don't care. They're happy to get on the treadmill and watch a YouTube movie of a little beautiful walk through a forest, wherever it is, in whatever country that is. And that is totally acceptable, right? But in my case, there is, honestly, for the treadmill that I would like to have and then to set everything up, just seems like a lot of work. I'd rather just drive to the park, get out of my car, and go for a little walk, right? I want to see real nature. I also like to film B-roll. That's one of the ways that I give myself an environmental advantage. I go to a place that's going to make me happy to walk around, and I take pictures and film nature, flowers, whatever. Whatever I see, that looks cool. That's how I feel like I have an environmental advantage. So let me just go over it one more time. No matter what the goal is, what would the ideal version of you, the perfect version of you, what would they do? What would the human or half-assed version of you do? Right? Lower the entry level so that you're still successful even if you get 50% of the way there. Now, what system can you use to make it easier for you to meet whatever expectation or goal that you set? What are the rules? Right? What rules do you have? If it's 6 o'clock and you didn't go for a walk yet and you didn't do an exercise class, maybe after dinner you say, okay, I absolutely have to go for a walk now. That's my rule. Right? And then remember, environmental advantage. How can you make it fun and easy for you to meet this goal or standard that you've set in the first place? You can use this system for any goals that you're setting, any standards that you like to achieve. It's really simple. You just get a pad, piece of paper, and write all the different categories down. Anyway, until next time, mind how you go.